Hello. Let's just make sure we are recording here.
Okay. Which stop are we on?
We're going to start now from Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Aleph Dalet.
Yud Aleph Amud Beis?
Yeah.
Okay. Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Halacha Gimel or Halacha Dalet?
Halacha Dalet.
Alright.
It's a mitzvah. There are the prohibitions which are the Rabbanon. And they're called Shnios Medibrei Sofrim. Shnios are secondary arayas, which are Midrabbanon. Those are called Isser Mitzvah. There's Isser Kedusha, which is Amar LeKohen Gadol, Grusha LeChalutz, LeKohen Gadol. Those are the Raisa, but the marriage takes effect, even though it's forbidden, right? Amar marries a Kohen Gadol, a Grusha LeChalutz marries a Kohen Gadol. Mamzeres ben Yisin or Yisrael, a Mamzeres or a Gibbonite or Yisrael, Ubat Yisrael, Mamzel or Nasi. Okay, so all these cases, the halacha is going to be that you should do chalitza, not yibum, but you do duni chalitza. Okay? Because they are not a first level, the Raisa Arias prohibition. So Isser Mitzvah, says Gemara, Arayas Dibri Sarpin. So, Mitzvah, why is it called Isser Mitzvah? What do you mean Mitzvah? So it says Gemara, Mitzvah Minatora Lid Shema Dibri Sarpin. Because the Mitzvah derives it to listen to the rabbi, so therefore it's called Isser Mitzvah. And this is which comes from the Mitzvah. You know, Rabbi Yosef Engel holds that all the Rabbanans are an Isser Gavra, not an Isser Cheftza. So it's the object itself is not forbidden. Chazal say you can't eat, you can't partake of it, because Rabbanan don't have power. Not everybody agrees with this, obviously, but Rabbanan don't have power to make a gzeira on the thing itself. They can only make a gzeira on you. Don't eat it or don't use it or whatever the case may be. So, because the entire Rabbanan comes from Vasisa Pia Sheyerucha Lo Sosim Mikol Shagiducha Yamin Osmol. Do what they tell you. Don't deviate from that. So it's all going on the person, not on the object. Okay? So
is there a nafkamina?
What? Yes, nafkamina is interesting in the Sivas. And the Sivas says that if you're over Issa Rabbanan B'shogeg, you don't require kapara. Because kapara is required for an Aveira, which is either the Raisa, or an Aveira not listening to the Chachamim. But if you did a B'shogeg, right, then you're not you didn't do anything not listening to the Chachamim. It has to be deliberate rebellion against what they're saying. You're not doing what they told you. You're deviating from what they did you, but that requires a conscious deviation. So again, many poskim don't hold that way, but that's interesting nafkamina, where the shogeg and the rabbanan requires a kapara doesn't require kapara. Okay, so that'd be nafkamina.
Kapara could be lechatas, right?
What?
Kapara would mean a chatas.
No, kapara would mean tshuva. Tshuva, you wouldn't have to do tshuva. There's no chatas under the rabbon anyway, but you don't have to do tshuva because you didn't do it deliberately. It wasn't rebellion.
No, you should just feel guilty like a good Jewish boy.
Yeah, like, maybe, but okay. So, b'kidash. So now, Issa Kedusha, Amar Kohen Gadol, Grusha Chalutz, Kohen Hediot. Where is that derived from? It's right from the Kiddush Do. It says by a Kohen, you should make him holy. Right? So that's why this is in the Kohanim are called Issa Kedusha. Some people switch Issa Mitzvah to Issa Kedusha. And Issa Mitzvah is Amon El Kohen Gadol Gusha Chalutz El Kohen Hediot. Why? Because it says Ela Mitzvos. V'chol She Mitzvah Achas. It says these are the mitzvos. It's going on evidently according to the Kormeda on all of Sefer Vayikra, right, including the prohibitions on Kohanim, and I think it actually is in Parshas Emor. So it's a mitzvos. So in any event, so that's going on the prohibitions on Kohanim. V'yisa kedusha as arayis medibrei soifrim. Why is that? So Omar Rabbi Yehuda ben Pasi, Blama Samacha Kosu, Parshas Arayis, the Parshas Kedoshim. right? Most of the rayas in Achrei Mos at the end of Kedosh, at the end of Achrei Mos, next to, right before Kedoshim, or the summer of Kedoshim itself. Lamecha, Shkol Mishul Parish Min Arayas Nikra Kodesh. So I'm going to separate itself from Arayas, it's called Holy, the Rashi brings that down at the beginning of Parish Kedoshim, so that's why, according to the opinion that it's a Kedusha, it's going to end the Rabbanon, that's the assumption, it makes you holy. Ashikain Shunamis, Meres Leisha, the Shunamis, who made, you know, whose son, Elisha, brought back to life, called Elisha a Kadosh. She said to her husband, Hinein Adati Isha Lukim Kadosh Hu. Kadosh Hu, Ben Tamir Kadosh. He was Kadosh, but not as Talmud. What was his Kedusha? Rabbi Avin Omar, Shalohi Bipa. He wouldn't look at her. So that was his holiness. Like a contemporary Rebbe wouldn't look at women. Rabbi Amin Shalora Tipas Keri Miyomov. He never saw a drop of carry in the time, it says all his days, but it means here in all the time he stayed there. He didn't have any emissions, which he would have she would have found when she cleaned his bedclothes.
Okay.
I'm saying Rishu Barayitzik Amra Min Yomi Lo Mochamis Mila Bisha Amari Demari, and the Amma Rav Shmuel Yitzchak said a similar thing about her master. Okay, Ksiva Higashke Chasi LaHadfa. When the Shunamis went to Elisha and grabbed, seized hold of him, so Gechazi seized hold of his legs. Gechazi came to push her away. Ma'u LaHadfa. Am Rabbi Yossi Ben Chanina Shenasan Yado Behold Shebiyofya Ben Dadeo. He put his hands in the beauty, which is within the splendor of his beauty, between her two breasts. So that was, in other words, it was not an act of selfless dedication to his master, but an act of desire and lust. Minayin l'shnios. How do we know that there's such a concept of shmios and shnios? The rabbanon. Where do we know that the rabbanon should add on such things to the Divrei Torah? Rabbi Huna Amar Okel. No, it says, by Arayos Ha'el, right? If you take a look at the pink carbon, it says Ha'el Koshos. Well, I should read that actually in Gemara first. That says Hunamar Ha'el Koshos. Mikan Sheish Lamarta Mehen. So the name Moshe's carbon, it says Ha'el Koshos. Kabe writes Tivis Ko'el Tovos Ha'el. All these repugnant acts, they are so. People of Canaan and people of Mitzrayim, the Masha Kol Tevos HaKoshos Asu. They're Lashon Chosek V'Tokefu. Mikal Yesh Kalos Mem. So the inference is that they're ones which are less severe. Bar Rayos, Vayinu Shnios. And those less severe ones are the Shnios. So there's a remez that the Torah wants and the Koshos. Besides that, there should be other ones which are the Shnios. Okay? Vayinu Shnios. Which are the Shnios? Aim Aviv. One's grandmother through one's father's side, and Emo, one's grandmother through one's mother's side, Eshes Avi Aviv, one's step grandmother on one's father's side, Eshes Avi Emo, one's step mother on one's mother's side, Eshes Ben Beno, the wife of one's grandson, right, from one's son, Eshes Ben Mito, the wife of one's grandson through one's daughter. Eshes Achi Imo, his aunt married to his uncle on his mother's side. Eshes Achi Aviv Mi Imo, and his aunt on his father's side, but not one with whom his father shares a father, one with whom his father only shares a mother. Okay, so it's like a half uncle's wife. Tani Rav Chinam Merkulam Elam Hefsek. They don't have any hefsek. In other words, they go up up and down, right? So, for example, it's a great grandmother and a great grandmother and a great great grandmother, right? And a granddaughter and a great granddaughter, so on and so forth, right? So they go up the ladder and down the ladder. Kutz mi eishes avi imo, except for the wife of his. Of his mother's father's wife. In other words, his stepmother. Okay? His step-grandmother. But Ashes Avi Imo, the wife of his grandfather on his mother's side.
Okay, so what does it mean, chutz mida?
In other words, his step-great-grandfather is okay.
Okay.
That's not particularly great kula, but okay. Tarachin Omer Kulon Ein Lehefsek. Oh yeah, Bar Kappara Mar Kulon.
Kulon Yesh Lehefsek.
What? Kulon Yesh Lehefsek. So they all have for so many shatter it's so field support to put in the meals to the Bar Kappara. In other words, Bar Kappara did not say this explicitly what we're about to say, but it's inferred from one of the statements he made. Kulon Yesh Lehefsek. They all do have Hefsek. The Kappara Mosif, why? How do we see by Kappara that there is Hefsek? Because he added explicitly, Aim Avi Imo, the mother of his, the mother of his.
The wife of the father of his mother.
What? No.
Aim
Avi Imo means his grandma, his great, his, Aim Avi Imo means his great grandmother, right? On his mother's side. Aim Avi Avi on his grandfather's side. So if Bar Kappara held Ein Lehem Hefsek, you wouldn't have to tell us this. It's part of the Ein Lehem Hefsek. Right? Great grandmothers, including grandmothers. So you must hold the Ein Lehem Hefsek, and then we had to add these explicitly. Okay. Rav Amar, Kalas, now here it says Beno, but the Shaitar is so changed it to Beno, Bito, based on the Gro. So Kalas, Bito, Yesh Lehem Hefsek. In other words, only. Your granddaughter-in-law through your daughter is usher, not your great granddaughter-in-law. Okay, ma poli. So what's the difference between this erva and any other erva? So kalas again bito mimakom acher bus. The kala of his daughter is not considered to be as close because it's the kala goes after her the father-in-law, and the father-in-law is not your relative. So therefore, it's only her herself and not her anybody past that. Okay, Rav Amar Zera Yotzi Mimenu Osir. This is a zera which comes from him is osir, and this zera comes from elsewhere. Again, I assume it's the same idea that because the grandson-in-law is not your related to you, okay, except by marriage. I'm Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Boot. Tom the Rav. The reason Rav is Avram Oser B'chol Nishei Yisrael. So Avram Avinu be Oser in all Jewish. Jewish women, because they're all descended from him, right? So it'll be Aser and all the men of Israel, right? Because they're all descended from her. So I'm not sure why that's a reason, but in any event, somehow he's trying to say.
Is he trying to blow Rav out of the water and saying that just doesn't make sense?
No, he's trying to say, he's trying to give evidence for Rav. Is he saying that this is, I guess it's not evidence. He's saying that's a ramification. I don't know if it blows him out of the water because, so what? But that's, he's saying that would be the ramification of Rav.
Okay, is that acceptable ratification or not? Or he's not making a judgment?
Yeah, that's what he's paying motion saying here. Now, the time of the Rav Avram also badly, and she has a rhythm. She knows me. Doesn't help. Oh, I see what he's saying. He's saying that since Avram, he's saying this is what would be, yeah, ramification. In other words, since you're saying that the reason why the granddaughter, the granddaughter-in-law is not, only she's usher and not the great-granddaughter-in-law is because the husband of your granddaughter makes it like Zera Acher, it's coming from somewhere else. But right. That's true for all, for most Jews. But for Avraham Avinu, it's certainly not true because everybody comes from him.
Right.
So for Avraham Avinu, then we would say, Ein lo hefsek, right? And same thing with Sori Imenu, we'd say, Ein lo hefsek, because again, they're all descended from him.
Okay, but so what?
It's nothing. I don't think it makes it, I don't see what the difference is. I mean, he's just noting that the fact that the son of the son, grandson-in-law comes from elsewhere is not always going to be a p'tur.
Okay.
Right, because it depends, could be related also. Okay. An extreme case like Avraham Avinu's case. Okay, so Ramar kosh il nekeva min haTorah asura. Anytime a female would be usher midaraisa. Kayotu a zohar, so too if there's a male, Isra Asura. Right? His wife is also. Right? So the Achos Aviv, so for example, your father's sister, Nekeba Asura, Achi Aviv Zohar, so too your father's brother's Isto Asura, his wife is also. Okay? Achos Imo Nekeba Asura. Your mother's sister is Osir. Achos Imo, Achi Imo Zohar Ishta Asura. So to your uncle's wife, through your mother, is Osir. Bas Bino Nekeva Asura. Right? Your granddaughter is Osir. Ben Bino Zohar Ishta Asura. So to your grandson, his wife is Osir. Okay? Bas Bino Bas Bito Nekeva Asura, right? Your granddaughter through your daughter Nekeva Asura. Ben Bito Zohar, your grandson, Ishto Asura. Am Rabbi Akadurumi Kumi Rabbi Yossi Islach Af Tarti. You have another two. Another two says Kormine Shneos, right? One of the two Shneos, which he left out. Imo Torah. His mother's also deraisa. Aim imo shniola. His grandmother is also as a shniol. Also aim aviv, and the aser the grandmother on the father's side, mipnei aim imo, because of the grandmother on the mother's side. So. What he's saying is that even though these are gzeiras l'gzeira, because the grandmother herself is only into the rabbanon, we made a gzeira l'gzeira on the grandmother on the father's side, lest he come to marry the grandmother on the mother's side. Okay. Similarly, eshes beno Torah, your daughter-in-law is the raisa. Eshes ben beno shnia, your granddaughter-in-law is the rabbanon. Amru Eshes Ben Bito, so they also assert your granddaughter-in-law through your daughter, Nine Eshes Ben Bino, because of your granddaughter-in-law through your son.
Okay.
Amru Eshes Ischa Avtarte, you also say the following. Eshes Aviv Torah, your stepmother is the Raisa. Eshes Aviv, your step-grandmother is Shniela. Asu Eshes Avi Imo, so they also assert the step-grandmother through your mother, Eishes Avi Avi, because of the grandmother through your step-grandmother through your father's father. Eishes Achi Imo Eishes Achi Avi Me Avi Torah. The prohibition of your uncle's wife from your father's side is the Raisa. Eishes Achi Avi Mi'imo. So Eishes Achi Avi Mi'imo is the Shniola is also me there, Rabbanan. Amru, they said Eishes Achi Imo Me'imo. The Eishes Achi Imo Me'imo is the wife of your mother's
brother her mother
from her mother because of the your father's brother Me'ima. Okay, so Rav Huna Shama Kula Min HaDokra, he learned all Shnias in the following pasuk. Ervas Isha Bita Lo Skale, shouldn't reveal the nakedness of a woman and her daughter. Es Bas Menav Es Bas Bita, or her granddaughters, right? Zima Zima L'Gzeira Shava. It says Zima Hu. It's a Zima. So there's a Zima Zima L'Gzeira Shava. It says Isha Sheikachas Isha Bas Bita. Where's the other Zima? Oh, it says as basanav as basidalosi kach shirahin as zimahi. That's on the granddaughters, and then it says ishav esima. I'm taking the woman and her mother is zimahi beishi srofu. So it says zima both going down to granddaughters and granddaughters, and going up to mothers and grandmothers. Okay, Mahalamata and Shlosh daughters. So just like below, it's three generations, daughter and daughter and granddaughter. After Mahalamata and Shlosh daughters, mother and grandmother of your wife. Mahalamata below, so I say, just like going down, it's a low, so I say. After Mahalamata below, so I say, so to going up, it's a low, so I say. Okay. It's only also if you marry them, not if you have casual relations with them. It's only also if you marry them, not with casual relations. Just like going above, it's sreifa. Down, it's sreifa. Just like going down, your wife's granddaughter through her son is like the granddaughter through daughter. Avman also aim zohar aim the keva. So to going up, your wife's grandmother through her father is also like the wife's grandmother through the mother. My isle chole meimar. So what should? So I'm not sure still where this comes out to shneos here. I guess not yet. So.
No, it's now the question is: Ma'isachav Meimar Eim Chamiv Ve'Eim Chamaso. What about those?
Right.
The mother of your father-in-law, the mother of your mother-in-law.
Okay. Losia Losia Eim Aviv Eim. Losia. No, but you need to have derech nisuin in those. You can't really marry them. So the question is, if they're also derech nisuin, because they're your mother-in-law, you can't marry your grandmother, you can't marry. So I said, my aim chamiv, aim chamoso, losia aim aviv keim chamiv, losia aim aviv keim chamiv. In other words, just like if aim chamiv, which theoretically you can marry, is usher, so too. Aim aviv, which you can't. No, that's a man, not the means. I see. He's learning shneos. He's trying to make a drasha, which is going to teach us shneos. Okay? So, or at least allude to shneos. So, he's saying like this. The Torah asks her, your wife's grandmother, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even though you only relate them by marriage.
Right.
Kavachomer, and this is where the shneos come in. So, Rabbi Meir Kavachomer says, so Kavachomer, your own grandmother should be asher. Because it's direct, it's not derech nisuin. So even though it's only the rabbanon, they may like it's like a drasha, right? It's a kavachomer. If Torah asers your wife's grandmother, certainly your grandmother should be also. She's not okay. So they made it shneos. Okay.
Okay.
As he says, lo siya aim aviv lo siya aim imo. Right, your grandmother shouldn't be, through your father shouldn't be like you. I'm going back a line. Your grand mother through your father, shouldn't she be like, you would have sent your the grandmother of your father-in-law, the mother of your father-in-law? And so to Lucy Amo Kemozo, shouldn't your own grandmother through your mother be also just like the mother of your father-in-law? Anyway, mother. Same idea. Asu Aishas Avi Aviv, and then we take it further. They answered
Aishas
Avi. So he wants to say, the Bnei Moshe says that what the Gemara is about to say is it's not, no, there's no Gzera L'Gzera. Unlike we learned till now, there's no Gzera L'Gzera. Why is that? Let's see. Asu Aishas Avi Aviv, they answered Aishas Avi Aviv, the wife of your grandfather, your father's side, Mibnei Emaviv, because of your, the mother of your father.
Why right. Your actual grandmother, you know?
Yeah, but that's also the Rabbanan. That's also the Rabbanan. No. Aim of Aim, he says in the Aim Moshe, is the Raisa. Aim Emo, I guess, is. Aim Emo is the Rabbanan. So, Asur Aishas Avi Aviv, he asked his the wife of your grandfather, Aim of, because of your grandmother. Asur Aishas Avi Emo, he asked the wife of your grandfather on your mother's side, Aim Emo, because of your grand. I don't know what to talk about. These are all the rabbis. This is definitely the rabbi. I don't know what Bnei Moshe is talking about. Yeah, I chuck the Bnei Moshe. He's going back and saying what they said before. He's just saying the same thing. These are the rabbanans, and they answer the rabbanan and the rabbanan. I know what okay. He's saying. Okay. Hey, so Rabbi Elosius Ben Beno, Kaban Kavaz. Elosius Ben Beno, and your grandson's wife should also be Kavaz Ben Bishto, should be no different than your granddaughter. Elosius Ben Bito, Kavaz Bas Ishto. And the wife of your grandson through your daughter should also be like your own granddaughter through your daughter. Hey, so Rabbi Guy, come here, Rabbi Yosef. Nisa Pliga Rav. The following Raisa seems to argue Rav. Mutar hu adam be'eshes chargo. A person is allowed to marry the wife of his stepson. No, but he's not related to her. It's his wife's son, right? So you're allowed to marry your stepson's wife. Asa bebito, but he's not allowed to marry his stepson's daughter, right? Which is a strange thing, right?
Okay.
So why should it be that way? Why don't we say that the Gemara doesn't answer the question, right? We should since Rob said that anytime the female is also the male's wife is also, so right. You're just like your stepdaughter is also, your right. Stepson's wife should be also. Mar doesn't answer it. Leaves it dangling here. Okay?
Okay.
El chargoso, shema ino asur ba... Yeah, no, this is the end of the question. El chargoso, shema ino asur ba, you're not allowed to marry your stepdaughter. Hare chargo zogar vishta mutar. So why should the wife of your stepson be mutar? Rabbi Zikam shema Rabbi Chanina. Aishas Chamiv Asura Mibnei Marisa Ayin. Interesting concept. Your father-in-law's wife, who's not your mother-in-law, is also cousin Maris Ayin. So the Chasim Sofer says down here that let's go to the next line. Let's do the Chasim Sofer. V'tamer Torah, if you're going to say this is the camping, this is the Raisa, because this is the Raisa, Hare David Shinosa Ritzo Bas Ayah. David married Shaul's concubine, Ritzo Bas Ayah. He was told by Hashem, I'm going to give you the house of your master, Shaul, and the wives of your master, right? So that clearly indicates that he was allowed to marry, what?
Shaul was his father-in-law.
Right. That he was allowed to marry his father-in-law's wife, right? Chasam Sofer said in this, even though the Torah was marked as beferish, right? We see this explicitly by David, Chacham are allowed to ask us a marriage sign, okay? And then the Amud Yerushalayim down here has a different discussion. It says Mitzvah was only a Pilegish, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, but in any event, but that's more assuming the Pilegish has the same status as the wife for this purpose. Okay, it says more further. Rabbi Yerushalayim was a Shnei Chorgim, two step siblings, boy and girl. Like the Brady Brunch, right? Shkol Bayis Echad, they go up and say the household, certainly in the same name, Marisain. They can't marry each other because it's Marisain.
Okay.
We don't pass it away. Also, Asa Uvda, Kuvasi the Rav Chinin and Brady Rav Yavo, because the story came before Rav Chinin and Brady Rav Yavo, Omar, Yisbu Masad Lo Chachmilon, let them get married someplace where people don't know that they're stepbrother and sister. So it was really also because of Marisain. You can't be master just by going somewhere else. So obviously, he held it wasn't really awesome. Tamadin Rabbi Yosef im over azokin unusa ma'avar. So, can you get to the mission? Get with me to the mission. The next page is getting too late.
We can get to the mission.
Okay. So Rabbi Yosef mar im over azokin unusa ma'avar. If the person had relations with his son's daughter-in-law, right? His son's daughter-in-law,
Kalas Beno, right?
Kalas Beno, right. So
that's off price, you know?
What?
Kalas Beno is not, or just, you know, just your Kala is off
price. Yeah, no, it's just not Kalas Beno, it's not the Raisa. So the, I'm not even safer. It's only the Rabbanan. Okay? So, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi Shem Rabbi Yossi said, Rabbi Yossi Shem Rabbi Yossi said, Rabbi Yossi Hadam Rosh Niyo say, no, I have say. Look here in the carbonator, but it says Lishna Achrino, which is, seven lines to the bottom of the Pnei Carbonator. You see that? Lishna Achrina Lamed Aleph, the second word in the line.
Yeah.
Mimishna Hazu Shamina Dishnios Ein Lo Hefsek. Mivnan Hazokin. Lo Kamar Aviv. Says the Zokin and not his father. The Ba'avi Shal Zesh Ba'alea Achar Kach Ay Rei Hosam. Elamil Sagab Urkamashlan Afilio Aviv Imo Nami b'isura kunasi kaos ben beno. Shema mina ain lehefsek. No, but so the fact says zoking. I guess it's a misnomer. What?
It's not explicit which level we're talking
right,
about.
Right. So therefore, it sounds like shmios ain lehefsek. Okay. Fine. Amalei v'chish nia l'shnio shaninu. So it says back to the carbon Ada, but lo din mishum kama l'shnios libetar. What do you mean? So I can make shnios l'shnios. How do you make xera business here, right? So lo shani dibre Torah, lo shnios dibre Torah, v'kul mishum kalas beno. So in other words, isn't Shnei only for Divrei Torah, not for the Rabbanon? So the Kulam, so it says that all also because of Kalas Beno, says the coordinator. But Kulam, Kalas Shnei Lashli Yoshanino, Mishum Kalas Beno. That's Mach B'mikra. Because there's some evidence in the Torah, the Bnei Bonin, the Kru Bonin. Because grandchildren are called children. Shnei Mar Ephraim, Nashkru, and Shimon Yuli. So the main shnios, he says, So the main shnia is kalas bino, and that comes from the principle of nei bonim arein kabonim. Since you obey bonim arein kabonim, so therefore we aser midrabanon, the wife of your grandson, and all the other shnios are really piggybacked on that. So we can really make zero l'gzero. All the shnios are really gzero zero because of kalas bito, kalas bino. So that's why the grow back in Ramav changed the gears to the kalas bito, right? Kalas bito, you could have hefsek, but kalas bino, that's like can't have a hefsek because that's the primary prohibition. Okay. So chesher miyad rabbi lo amar kain ella rabbi lezer shabbi yochan shmona shniyos shaninu v'zeh rei teisha. What? So kalas bino makes it 9. I'm not sure where it says kalas, where it says 8 besides kalas bino, but kulam, the answer is, I guess, not mentioned among the shniyos, because kulam mishum kalas bino, because all of them are also ultimately because of kalas bino. That's the source of all of them. Okay, so therefore, in some list, somewhere, maybe in our Mishnah. No, it wasn't our Mishnah. Mishnah didn't list them. Somewhere in Haman Alf, maybe. They had the list and left out kalas bino, not because kalas bino is not usher, but rather because that's the primary source.
Okay.
And I guess that's also why, actually, and Amar Rav, you changed Kalas Bito because otherwise it would say Kalas Bino explicitly. So, whatever. Okay. Very good. Shkoyach. Okay. Next week we go on to a different Masechta. Next week we go on to next, which is definitely Osir, is Sota Meme. Oh, next week, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to learn. We'll see, because I have the Bar Mitzvah in Detroit. So if I'm able to learn, I'll let you know. I'm going to be in Detroit.
Okay. Very good. Good work, everybody.
Okay. Take care.
Take it easy. Thank you.